Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Briggs throws the ball into Scott, who tags Kelly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball towards right. Kelly catches it and throws to home to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leon moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Wood covering. Safe. Briggs moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The slide. Hermann applies the tag. Briggs is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Melton reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. The ball gets by Herman. He chases the ball to the backstop. Coluccio moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia is walked intentionally. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leon. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Herman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Briggs moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio bunts towards third. Melton fields it and has Briggs trapped. There's the throw to Leon, who tags Briggs for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Rodriguez steals third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Melton reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.